This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, you know, the fallout from Amendment 3 here in Missouri continues to resonate. There are now questions facing the legislature when they go into session in January about what can you do. I mean, it's in the Constitution now. Do we try to come back with another initiative petition or another amendment approved by the legislature to get it back on the ballot to put some common sense restrictions on abortion in Missouri? I don't know if they'll do it or not. I don't have a lot of faith. We welcome Abby Johnson to the show, former Planned Parenthood director, and then, of course, founder of And Then There Were None and Pro-Love Ministries. Abby, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
I'm sure you followed what happened here in Missouri. I mean, we here on conservative radio, and there was some move near the end to try to counter the tens of millions of dollars that poured in here from out of state to pass basically an abortion law that allows abortion up to birth now.
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, it's honestly strange what's happened in Missouri. We know that Missouri is not a pro-abortion state, but I think that this is what happens. Language is very confusing in the bill. That's very intentional. I think people aren't sure what they're supposed to do when they go to the polls. They vote yes or they vote no. I think some people go to the poll thinking, oh, I'm supposed to vote yes, because I want to block, I want to block this. I'm voting yes to block it. This is what we've seen, you know, all throughout the country, that there's a lot of confusion. The language is intentionally very confusing. Especially this November, you had so many ballot initiatives going on right now. You know, some states you're voting yes, some states you're voting no for the pro-life amendments. So I think there was a lot of confusion. I do not believe that Missouri is in any way, shape, or form some kind of pro-abortion state. But here we are. You know, several ballot initiatives failed in pro-life states. And, you know, now it's just kind of seeing where we go from here.
I mean, how confident are you that change can be made, that maybe Missouri would be one of the states that would flip back? I think a lot of people just kind of feel like they lost hope after, in this case, Amendment 3 passed.
You know, I mean, it's very possible to flip this back. But it's, you know, I think it's going to take some time. You know, we're going to have to re-strategize, I think, in the state of Missouri and in some other states where it failed, some pro-life states where it failed. I think I am surprised by Missouri, by this. I am surprised. I think Missouri was one where people said, oh, we don't have to worry about that one as much. There was a lot of effort put into Amendment 4 in the state of Florida. I think it could be flipped back, but I think the same effort that was put into Florida is going to have to be put into Missouri in order to get it flipped back. So it's going to have to be a lot of money, a lot of effort, a lot of manpower, a lot of knocking on doors, because if it ever happens again where it goes to some sort of ballot initiative, it's going to be intentionally confusing once again. Satan is the author of confusion. And so, of course, he wants to confuse pro-life voters when they go to the ballot. And the other side, the left, they are going to lie. I mean, they're going to lie. They're going to tell you that women who have ectopic pregnancies are not going to be able to receive care, which is blatantly false. They're going to tell you that women who have miscarriages are not going to be able to receive care, blatantly false. They're going to tell you that women that are dying from pre-ruptured membranes or something like that, they're not going to be able to receive care, blatantly false. They're willing to lie to win. They're willing to tell a fake story in order to win. So we have to be ready to counter that. We did a good job of that in Florida. But, I mean, I'm just going to be totally honest with you. I don't think that people thought Missouri was a threat. I don't think that people thought Missouri was as much of an issue as it was in Nebraska or Florida. And this is now where we're sitting.
Well, Donald Trump won overwhelmingly here. Every Republican on the ballot won overwhelmingly here. And Amendment 3 passed with like 54%. So the same people that were voting for the Republican candidates were also voting for abortion. And we're all just so disappointed by that. I mean, it's just, it's heartbreaking that that people made that decision. You know, Abby, I read your article in the Christian Post. And of course, Anheuser-Busch is right here in St. Louis, ABN Bev now, they call it. Mm-hmm. You described the 2024 election as the Bud Light moment for Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, they looked at abortion and said, we are going to win on abortion. And, I mean, Kamala Harris ran her whole campaign on it. She couldn't tell you any other policy that she was running on except for a woman's right to an abortion. And it was funny because I went on college campuses a lot during the past couple of semesters. I would ask students, you know, who are you voting for? A lot of them would tell me they were voting for Kamala Harris. I would ask them why. Every single person told me they were voting for Kamala Harris because of a woman's right to have an abortion. I would ask them, besides that, why are you voting for her? They had no answer. No one I ever talked to had any other reason for voting for Kamala Harris except for abortion. And now I think the Democrats are seeing that's not a big enough issue for you to win an election on. Our economy is tanked. Inflation is up. People can't afford to buy groceries. Right. And surprise, buying groceries is more important than a woman killing her baby. And we see that in the election results. And to your point, you know, there was an overwhelming, you know, there's a sweep, right, of Republican wins in the state of Missouri. And your Amendment 3 passes with 54%. This is what I'm saying. I don't believe people really understood what they were voting for. I think they were confused. I think there was a lot of confusion. I think people were thinking, oh, I'm going to vote yes because I want to protect the Constitution from abortion. I'm going to vote yes because I'm trying to protect Missouri from abortion. I think there's so much confusion when people go to the polls, and I just want people to understand that is intentional. Yep. That confusion is intentional from the abortion industry.
Abby, I have to give a plug for that movie Unplanned because I've talked about it. I've seen it myself. I've talked about it on the show here and just encouraging anybody who can somehow justify abortion to please go watch that movie and see if it changes your mind. And I think I agree. I think it's a lot of confusion. And I'll be honest, I blame a lot of the pastors. I'm a devout Christian. I know you're a devout Catholic. And I feel like a lot of pastors drop the ball by refusing to talk about what was at stake and why abortion is morally wrong. What is the because there's been a debate here with some of our listeners. What do you think is the church's role when it comes to abortion and some of these amendments that have been on the ballots in various states?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I mean, I absolutely think, I mean, as a Catholic, I think that whatever, you know, I think the USCCB, the United States Catholic Conference of Bishops, should be coming out very clearly in every state on these amendment issues, telling their parishioners, you know, in the state of Florida, you should be voting this way on this amendment. In the state of Missouri, you should be voting no on this amendment. I think they need to be very, very plain and clear on how congregants, how parishioners should be voting. And in Texas, you know, Texas has, each state has a Catholic conference as well. In Missouri, they should have been, I don't know if they were, but if they weren't, they should have been out there telling people, you need to vote no on Amendment 3. You know, I think pastors are most of them are weak on these sort of what they see as political issues. But abortion is a human rights issue. Yeah. This is the greatest human rights violation that we will ever see in our time, probably that has ever existed. And the fact that pastors aren't speaking from the pulpit, telling their congregants, this is how you vote. This is what you do. I can tell you right now, nobody in the federal government is going to come and try to close down your church because you at church told people you need to vote no on Amendment 3.
Yeah.
And if it does happen, then so be it. Right. I would rather I would rather lose my tax exemption status than be weak on issues like abortion, than be weak on issues like traditional marriage. But we are looking at pastors who are being weak on salvific issues because they are so worried about their tax exemption status. It is shameful and it is sinful.
Yeah, I know. I'm about out of time here, Abby, but you got a new book coming out, right? A kid's book?
I do. I have a new book coming out. It's called What's in Mommy's Tummy. It's a fun, playful, funny kids book. It's going to be coming out in January and Respect Life Month. And so I would love for everybody to pick up a copy. You can pre-order online right now.
That's awesome. Abby Johnson, great having you on. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Yep. Take care of yourself. Great to have her on here. And again, it's called What's in Mommy's Tummy. It highlights life in the womb from a Christian worldview.
I love that. And by the way, the movie Unplanned follows her life when she was a Planned Parenthood director. She herself had a couple abortions. So
get more at 971talk.com.